Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready, because my name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism brings you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy, from CEOs to small business owners to mentors. Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back, learning the fine art of balancing work, family life, and prioritizing your time. A place to talk about ways to live life and make money. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven about the importance of succession planning in the current workplaces. Many people are getting ready to retire. We're talking about over 50% in some industries. They want to make sure that there's a plan in place for the upcoming workers, if you will, the leaders, those taking over, to respect the industries that they're working in. U.S. Senator John Hoeven and succession planning in just a bit. Plus, Austin Aries, former WWE wrestler, he's got a book out, Food Fight, My Plant-Powered Journey from the Bingo Halls to the Big Time. Austin Aries talks about his run in professional wrestling with the WWE, with WrestleMania, and his new book that's out right now, Food Fight. Also, Tiffany Steiner with API Dickinson. They got a Christmas party coming up December 2nd in Dickinson, North Dakota at the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge. Want to make sure you got the information about that. They do such great work out there in the energy community of the Bakken with API Dickinson. Tiffany Steiner just a little bit later on in the program. And Bruce Gushus with the Dakota Sun Garden Winery. We're getting into the holiday season a little bit, and I know a few of you like to have a glass of wine or two. Therefore, Bruce Gushus, Dakota Sun Garden Winery, is going to give us all the information that he has about his wine. And you know what? He's doing pretty good in that chocolate dessert wine sector. As some people got out, he got in. His market grew. A little bit later on, a little small business USA talk with Bruce Gushus, Dakota Sun Winery. As we talk about the holiday season, we would like to welcome Blind Joe in our Emerging Artists Music Singer-Songwriters. As you know, we have a lot of partnerships with musicians across the country, and one of them is with singer-songwriter Blind Joe. Of course, many of you know him from NBC's The Voice. Well, Blind Joe is one of the Upper Midwest's emerging artists, and he's got some Christmas tunes out right now, and we're so grateful that Blind Joe is making our program better each and every week with his Christmas music. Of course, all that music can be purchased at Blind Joe's website. If you just go to thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab, we have all the emerging artists. Blind Joe is right there. You can click on his website link and then purchase his Christmas album if you'd like. And we certainly encourage you to support our emerging artists like Blind Joe. And also, as we say welcome to Blind Joe, we say thank you and goodbye to the Moody River Band, who's allowed us to use their music over the last few months to help promote the music industry, the emerging artists like Moody River Band. Their links are available on our Musicians tab as well. So the Moody River Band, thank you very much for making our show great. And we look forward to all future endeavors down the road. So thank you very much. And by the way, check it out, the Musicians tab, and please support as many of the emerging artists as you can. As you know, the Crude Life Media Network is a huge supporter of the arts. And one of the ways that we like to support the arts is to give musicians a platform to showcase their original music, or in this case, their holiday music. So thank you very much, folks, for allowing the Crude Life Media Network to support the emerging artists, the musicians that help make our economy go round and round and round. Okay, now, let's get back to the program here. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, and this is the Crude Life Media Network. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
Succession planning. Okay, last week, Gate City Bank President Steve Swantek, who's very well known in the Upper Midwest and the nation, he announced his his retirement in 2020, which is not news. He announced it in 2015, I think, when he took the board spot. But he talked about the importance of succession planning. If you go to any oil and gas conference, any oil and gas event, the theme with anybody over the age of 60 is who's going to replace us. They're very concerned about passing the torch, the succession planning, to, I call it, have a respect for industry, to really have a good respect for responsible environmentalism, responsible capitalism. So they're kind of going through a vetting process right now. Are you seeing this nationwide?
Yeah, I really am, and because there's so much that goes into it. But, for example, the average age for a farmer now is about 60 years old. Mm-hmm. And look at the capital investment. Look at the technology they're using in agriculture now, GPS and satellite imagery and all these kinds of things. So whether it's energy, whether it's ag, whether it's tech, whether it's banking, Steve Swantek, just a great individual. You know, you really need to groom and build a pathway to bring in, you know, the next generation. So it is something we have to be working on and thinking about all the time. And as a matter of fact, right now we're working on this tax relief package. Mm-hmm. One of the key features is making sure that when it comes to passing along that small business or farm or ranch or whatever it is, that you don't have a problem with death taxes that prevent you from being able to do that. So it's a huge issue right now, and we have to really focus on it.
Senator Hoeven? Thank you very much.
Great to be with you.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Senator John Hoeven or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Networks. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, all of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
But my dear, we're still goodbye. So long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
I'll be warm. Well, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Well,
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Her daddy looked a lot like him. That's not the way I had him pictured. But Santa was much too thin.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Austin Aries, plant-based wrestler, author, and public speaker.
This is plant-based professional wrestler Austin Aries, and you can check out my new book, Food Fight, at austinariesbook.com. To answer your question, I gave up meat in 2000, which was the same year I started professional wrestling. And from there, as I started peeling back the layers of what I call the corporate food system, it was a journey and a progression that now has led me for the last six-plus years to be completely plant-based. Again, the benefits, as you said, are numerous, not just for yourself and your own health and well-being, but you can talk about for the environment and also the animals who appreciate it. The term vegan for me, I've also kind of shied away from it because I do know there's a stigma that's attached to it, and it's also an all-or-nothing proposition. And, in my journeys and in my message, I don't want to set people up for failure. I want to set them up for success. And that's why I like to use the word plant-based diet, because anybody can implement more of a plant-based diet into their lifestyle and be successful at that. And, I want to be inclusive. I want to bring more people into this than I want to push away. And to your point, it is one of the biggest growing and emerging markets, from a business standpoint. And just overall, as you look at the landscape, I know the options and things that I had going back 5 or 10 years ago compared to nowadays, and it's easier and easier now more than ever to implement more of a plant-based lifestyle.
What really attracts me to this whole thing, in our programs, we generally have some sort of dietary health and wellness topic on, and for me, this is great because this I look at from a marketing aspect, meaning that I think WWE and professional wrestling is one of the greatest marketing machines on the planet. Probably American Idol would be very similar in that they really can tell different demographics very well. WWE used to have different gimmicks and characters, and they could see what sells and what t-shirts. American Idol could do that with music genres. And to see a plant-based or a vegan wrestler not only be that gimmick on the screen, but also practice that. Talk to me a little bit about that. Was that something that you saw behind the scenes demographic information on, or were you just observing this and saying, boy, my eyes are not lying to me. I'm seeing the numbers. I'm seeing this happen.
Obviously, I've been doing this it's been a journey for 17 years. I was only with WWE for 18 months. And, I never really got to use my platform there to really promote this message. When I talk about a corporate food system, the WWE is the corporate wrestling system. And with that comes our corporate sponsors like Wendy's and Pizza Hut. And I'm sure someone like me going out there and speaking against those very foods wasn't something that they were too keen on. So they didn't really get behind my book, and that could be a reason for that. But now that I've left there, it's given me the chance and the platform to go out and really promote this. And do so without any restrictions, as far as to what you're saying, for the last 15 plus years, I've gone around all over this country, really all over the world, and meeting fans. I'm doing meet and greets, I'm doing autograph signings, and I'm taking pictures and I'm shaking hands, and I'm seeing more and more, especially this demographic, is a lot of unhealthy people, and not just unhealthy people, but a lot of unhealthy kids, a lot of 8, 10, 12 year old kids who are already on their way to type 2 diabetes. Maybe later on heart disease, and all these afflictions that are affecting everybody. And I don't think it's because parents are malicious. I think it's because they're misinformed and they're ill-informed. Because let's be quite frank, in this system, in this country, there's no money in healthy people. And there's no money in curing people. The money is in treating sick people. So we have a corporate food system that likes to keep people sick, send them to our healthcare system that's not educated in food because it doesn't fit their business model. They'd rather give you a pill to treat you to tell you that you can cure some of these diseases and ailments on your own by simply your food choices.
My entire life, I've been self-employed all but 3 years. I used to be a publisher and a writer back in my former life. And then during the economic recession back in 2007, I actually took a job with a corporation a media outfit, and I couldn't, you know, it was great. I had a huge platform, this and that, but they would only let me talk about certain topics. The topics I used to talk about, like the diabetes issues and, you know, what's happening to the honeybees and cannabis, some of the research done on cannabis, they wouldn't let me touch any of these things. Well, I left there after 3 years. People thought I was crazy. They were like, are you kidding me? You know, you're leaving a six-figure job for, you know, whatever. Well, now I'm on over 30 radio stations. I'm in 20-some publications. I'm writing for four or five different industry publications, that sort of thing. So for me, I'm seeing such a resurgence in what I used to call the third world of media. In wrestling, I know they call it the indie scene, the indie thing. You just mentioned that you were only with WWE for 18 months, and they wouldn't really let you, yes, utilize that platform. Are the indies allowing this? Is it turning into be? I assume you're still doing some professional wrestling in addition to the books. Is that true?
Oh yeah. You know, I had a 90-day period where basically it's called a no-compete clause, where they pay you to not wrestle for anybody else. And, you know, during that time, I started to do some of these other, you know, events and stuff more in the plant-based community. So here's the interesting thing about professional wrestling. We're all classified as independent contractors. But when you sign with a company like WWE, you basically sign over your life. You know, they own you, for lack of a better term. So now that I'm actually truly an independent contractor again, and I make my own schedule and I pick and choose where and when I wrestle, you know, my schedule is actually very full. I've got about 12 dates starting tonight, running through the rest of this year, and I have more, you know, I have more things in my inbox and opportunities in my inbox than I could possibly handle. So, you know, it is important for me to continue to use this platform of professional wrestling to help and you know, spread the message of the plant-based lifestyle. And, you know, it is a great thing that, you know, there's an opportunity for people to do that, because the one thing you have to remember about corporations is that, you know, by definition and by law, they don't have to have a conscience. They're only beholden to their shareholders and to show profit. And I think the biggest problem in this country and with the capitalist idea is that we continually put profits over people. And until that changes, we're not going to see any real difference and real change in this world.
To listen to the full-length interview with Austin Aries or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. All of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Didn't think that I'd come a-creeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arms around Mama, and Mama put her arms around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm gonna tell on them. Yes.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, I never saw a dancer or prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw a red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screens.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. On the way is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. We can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream sitting by the fire.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend he's bad Leroy Brown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town, yeah. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire.
It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Congratulations! The bank gave you a credit card. It doesn't make you better than me! But you see, nobody gives me credit because I'm a bad risk and I don't pay my bills on time.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Tiffany Steiner with the API chapter in Dickinson.
Tiffany Steiner with the API committee.
API Dickinson, Tiffany Steiner with us. We're talking about some upcoming holiday events happening in the Bakken oil field. And let's just start off by, first of all, Tiffany, let's start off with something easy. A little overview of API, what it is you guys do, and then transition that into what events you have coming up.
API is a great organization in the Bakken. We serve oil companies. We host local or monthly meetings, and that's a great way to network with other people in the industry, as well as we host different events throughout the year. Gumbo, golf, catfish fry, and most importantly, our Christmas party, where we like to give back to our members for supporting us for the year.
This Christmas party, describe maybe what's happened in the past, some of the people that are participating, and just give people an overview of what the Christmas party, the API Christmas party, entails.
Okay, we start out with a social from 6 to 7, which is always sponsored by Industrial Electric. We have dinner at 7, and then we have a band at 8 o'clock, and after 8 o'clock we start with all of our different prizes that are sponsored. We have a bunch of different sponsors from Bronco to Wyoming Casing to Tech Industries, Jericho, Patterson Drilling. We're definitely lucky to have these huge sponsors to make our event possible.
And I know that a lot of times you guys are looking for sponsors for a variety of different things. I imagine that it's probably past deadline for the Christmas party, or maybe not. Just let people know. Some people, you know, there's a lot of energy companies, both midstream, upstream, downstream, salmon stream, you name it, in the oil and gas industry, and they like to sponsor and help out. So maybe just give a little plug on how people can help you guys out, if not for this Christmas party, for the gumbo and upcoming things.
You know, if anyone is looking to sponsor not just the Christmas party or anything else like the gumbo, we do have a Facebook page that we are very active on. We can take sponsors for the Christmas party probably up until next Thursday, and your logo will still be on the banner. We love to give our sponsors recognition. So through social media, through emails, at the event, we'll, you know, introduce you guys as well as have logos at the event. We couldn't do any of this without the industry. And that's why we are doing what we're doing. You know, we want to show people what the industry is all about and explain it. And hopefully we can get more people every year.
And I should point that out to Tiffany Steiner on the line with us here, talking about the Dickinson API Christmas party. And really, this is kind of a podcast, a radio, whatever you want to call it, invitation, because I should mention this is open to the public, too. You want people to invite their employees, customers, family, friends, the whole thing. Am I hearing that right?
Like I said, it's on Facebook. Check it out. You can come show up at the door. We would love to have a little RSVP so we can plan, but the more the merrier. We honestly just have a good time with everyone in the industry, and it's just a great way to get to know people and win some prizes. I mean, we have so many prizes this year. It's really fun. We have a gun. We have a Yeti cooler. We have Viking football tickets plus cash. We have a $1,000 Visa card. We have a golf membership of your choice, either Dickinson or Southart. And then we have some small prizes that will be kind of a unique way to give them out this year, which we can't tell why or how. But a lot of people will be going home with good prizes.
Sounds like there's going to be some good prizes. Is this a raffle or is this a buy a ticket type of a thing? I guess, I don't know if you mentioned how the prizes are going to be given away. I think you mentioned it'll be later in the evening, but is there any sort of raffle, or you just put your name, your business card in a hat, or what is it like?
So everyone will get one raffle ticket, and each of those prizes will have a bucket in front of it, so they're able to put their raffle ticket in the prize that they would like. They also can buy additional tickets to put in, say if they want the Viking football tickets. They can spend however much they want in raffle tickets and they can put it in there, so it increases their chances. Then we have some prizes that they'll just be drawn, so your name will be in a bucket. Can't tell how that's done, so we don't want people to know, but those will just be random drawings throughout the night, and I think it'll be a really fun time. We've always had really good prizes to give away. Like I said, it's just a huge thank you for our members, and to have a good time during the holiday season.
Tiffany Steiner, API Dickinson, on the line with us talking about Eat, Drink, and Be Merry, the holiday celebration, Saturday, December 2nd at the Ramada Grand Dakota in Dickinson, North Dakota, 6 p.m. social hour. Sponsor for that, Industrial Electric, 7 p.m. dinner starts, 8 p.m. the band Sawdust is going to start, and Wyoming Casing is sponsoring that. Limo service from 11 to 1 a.m. That's the thing I love about the oil and gas industry. You know, at times they do have a reputation for work hard and play hard, which I wear that as a badge of honor. I know some people might judge that, and I just let them go with that. But at the end of the day, they are safe, they are responsible, and they really do a very good job of policing themselves, don't they, Tiffany?
Yes, we always make sure we have limo service because, one, we want people to have a good time and not have to worry about getting home. It's something we always offer. And why not use it? It's free. And Charlie's the driver. He's the greatest limo driver. Tip him if you want. You know, why not take it? Have fun with a limo on the way home.
You know, I've talked to a few of these limo drivers. They love working these events because they make more money in tips than they do working a week of their regular job.
Charlie's drove for us for a long time for API Golf and API Christmas Party, and he really enjoys it. He has a fun time with all of us, and we just want everyone to be safe and have a good time.
All right, Tiffany, I'm counting on you to line up an interview with Charlie for me sometime in the near future, because those are the unheralded superstars of the Bakken. These are the kind of guys that really keep these events going, aren't they?
Yes, we couldn't do our events without Charlie, so we're very appreciative and we're excited for this year. I think Sawdust is a great band. We've all seen them play before, and we're excited for our prizes. I mean, we're excited. We don't get to be in the drawings, but we're excited for our members to have some fun and see if they can take something home for the night.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tiffany Steiner or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, all the social media links are available at our website, thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Let's take a ride.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
I seen through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
It is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go. Laughing all the way.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Bruce Gushus with Dakota Sun Gardens Winery.
How'd you get into this? I used to be a farmer and a bison rancher, and we lost the lease on the ranch for the bison. We had a lot of fruit planted. We thought about raising the fruit for other wineries, decided it was not lucrative enough. We had been making wine for our family, and they enjoyed it, so we decided, well, we'll take one more step, and that's where we went from there.
Okay.
How was the process of one door closing and another one opening? How long did that take?
Well, it took about 5 minutes.
It did? Oh, that's good to hear.
We jumped into the water, and we started swimming. We started making wine as soon as we got our license, and we've started attending these shows, and we have been growing in leaps and bounds ever since.
Now, I know I've purchased one of these in the past, and I'm trying to remember. It was a chocolate? You guys have a chocolate one?
Yes, we make a chocolate raspberry, and I actually had such request for that that now we make a chocolate cherry also, so we've been bringing that to a few shows. One of the biggest chocolate wine makers in the United States has discontinued making their chocolate wine, so we've kind of got a little corner on that market, too.
I notice chocolate has made its way into gourmet beers now.
Yes.
So they must have taken that market away. Okay.
Well, they're not taking it away. They're supplementing, I guess, just a little different market.
North Dakota, grapes, wine, obviously we're not known for that. Talk about the education process and any PR battles you might have to go through.
Well, your dyed-in-the-wool grape drinkers are a little tough to convince. This last spring, we actually had a big grape grower from Lodi, California. He raised grapes for Gallo and such places, and he stopped by our table in Minot, and he was so shocked at the quality of our wines. He couldn't believe it. Here he came to North Dakota to go to a granddaughter's baptism, and he said, I cannot believe it, but I don't understand what an Aronia grape is. He's growing Portuguese grapes and Chilean grapes. And I said, well, these are not grapes, these are fruit wines. He said, I cannot believe it. And he said, it was unbelievable. He raised 360 acres of grapes. I think that would be at least 10 times the whole total of grapes grown in North Dakota.
Do you have a greenhouse or is this outdoor?
It's all outdoor.
What's the season?
Well, you have to have winter hardy fruits. You can't just plant anything. I've been trying to prove the blackberries that they can grow here. And so far, the experiment is still in the works, but the blackberries are getting me beat. So.
Is that more of a soil issue or a temperature?
It's temperature.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Blueberries, I have trouble getting blueberries around here because we've got enough sand in the soil and that sort of
thing. Well, blueberries will not grow here because of the soil pH.
Yes.
Now, that's what we say, that the Hascap berry is our alternative to blueberries, and I think it's a very good alternative, very winter hardy, will grow in almost any condition. We have a lady locally that she takes our wine and makes it into jellies and syrups. She does a very nice job. We do that just kind of as a little sidelight in our winery, as a second, just for something to look, you know, people to take away. And it has no alcohol in it at that point, so their family can use it.
So do you invite people to your winery? Is that, or are you just kind of like?
Well, we have probably one of the largest yards in the Upper Midwest, Yards and Gardens. We do yard and garden tours all summer long. We charge $10 a person. We take you on the yard tour, and then you do wine tasting at the end. So the two fit together just wonderfully. We do bus tours. We do all kinds of different things. We have a very nice business with that. And like I say, that supplements the wine. Most people think that going around and looking at the beds, different flower beds, and drinking wine is a wonderful thing.
To listen to the full-length interview with Bruce Gushus from the Dakota Sun Garden Winery, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, all of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and you're part of the Crude Life Media Network.
Late at night, and all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out of the storm.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
So let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, will not jump over the candlestick. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through and having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.